When you look back at last night's game, thoughts on what your D-Core was able to do for the third time this year without Buff moving forward here for a while?
Well, one of the things I thought was something that we hope has kind of come back into our game is after the first period, there wasn't as much for either team, but after the first period, we started to spend some time in the other team's end. And then all of a sudden, you started to notice our defense more. They were instrumental on three of the goals, either getting pucks deep or getting pucks on net or having the opportunity to shoot pucks. But a lot of that was driven by our forwards drawing the other team in because they were controlling the puck in the offensive zone, something that we're usually very good at. We won a stretch of games there in December where it wasn't really a part of our game, almost because it didn't need to be, the rate that we were scoring at, the style that we were scoring at. And then we went into LA and we've seen three or four teams play a pretty compact, pretty tight defensive game. So we started to control the puck a bit in the offensive zone, and that led to the win, I believe.
Paul, you mentioned yesterday that your bottom six forwards are going to continue to learn this game in and out of the lineup. But what does a performance that Lemieux put together yesterday do for his stock, or do for maybe the long-term thought process when you go into those decisions?
It has to be in a package of play. So we felt this offense with him, and specifically exactly what you saw. And you can see it in practice, or if you've watched him play growing up, he tips a lot of pucks. He's got a great stick around the net. He would have been net front on the power play, you know, in junior in the American League. And then just kind of the bull in front of the net. Like, that's part of his game. He hasn't seen it a lot here. But they wouldn't have spent enough time in the other team's end, and now they're starting to get that. Andrew Kopp had a lot to do with that in the middle. He was really good last night controlling pucks. So they would, you know, they made the video a bunch of times, not just because they scored, but that style of game that they played. If I felt that he scored two goals, but I couldn't get him on the ice anywhere else, then it wouldn't do a whole lot. But it was true when I took him out of the lineup. I wasn't down on his game. I was actually pretty happy with the trend. He's really strong along the walls now. He's making good decisions on when to get the puck deep. He's getting it on the body. He does all that. So it means a bunch then. It means if he can do that 5-on-5 and start kicking in some goals, then, you know, we got a pretty good winger there.
I'm glad you brought it up because I've seen him in practice where he'll tip. He'll get, yes, 99 out of 100 of the tips. Where does that... Talking about that, where does that come from? We didn't get a chance to.
All the guys in net front, they got to have great hands. The first thing they have is no fear of being there. So they're not particularly worried about where the cross check's coming from or where that defenseman, they're not trying to get out of the way or hide. So I think they just really get their eyes on the puck and they're comfortable in that kind of heavy area. And then there's some hands there. He does. He's got a real good release too. He's got a quick shot, but he does have very strong hands.
Seasons aren't played in a calendar year. It's lucky for me. 2018 is a pretty special season for your team and for yourself, I imagine. Just what sticks out when you look back at the last 2018?
The first period in Nashville will be my favorite hockey memory of that year. That you were able to, when that pressure was there, come out and perform as the way you'd, you know, hoped and then some. That would be the highlight of it. I think there at a time there we kind of turned the corner where we looked around and felt we had a real strong team that we could compete on every given night. It's kind of like when our power play goes over the boards now, even after a tough stretch that we had going over 10. Every time our power play goes over, I think we should score here, and we feel like that going into games. There haven't been a game that we would go into where. You're excited about the opportunity to win. I can remember going into Philadelphia when they had the Legion of Doom some nights going, like, we could get beat by 15 here. Like, it's possible. And that might just be the first period. So those kill the afternoon naps. So it's nice for them, too, especially in a Canadian market for the guys who'd been here a long time. There is a feeling of responsibility when you're not winning or you're behind it or you're chasing. It's not a fun place to operate. So there's a different feeling of excitement. We got a pretty good team here. It's never easy, but we can win games.
That was the first period of Game 7, right?
Yeah, Nashville. Yeah. For sure.